We're live. Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the June 20th, 2022 special meeting of the University City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Councilmember Clay is excused. Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. We have before you the agenda. No changes were made during the study session. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. We have no minutes. Mr. Hales. Pardon me? No, Wayne will come when we get to M.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I would like to nominate Sandy Jacobson to the Board of Adjustment.
Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearings in. I don't believe there's anyone that has signed up to speak. So thank you very much, Madam Clerk. We have no public hearing. You have before you one item on the consent agenda, lighting proposal for 6323 Delmar. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We now go forward to unfinished business, bill number 9467. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9467, an ordinance amending section 120.940 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the University City Loop Special Business District Advisory Commission by amending section 120.940 so as to reduce the number of members from 9 to 7.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9467, an ordinance amending section 120.940 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the University City Special Business District Advisory Commission by amending section 120.940 so as to reduce the number of members from 9 to 7.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. Well, if we can now, we will move back into the budget question and answer. And as I believe, as we were leaving the study session, Mr. Smotherson, you had the floor.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Crow. I have two questions. And I think this is, Mr. Rose, this is for Mr. Dunkel or yourself to ask. And it's just a simple question in reference to, we're budgeting an item for ball field lighting. And I simply wanted to kind of understand where that is. What's the location that we're lighting? And does that, in fact, include or not include the area around the bathroom that's in the central part of the park, if you could explain.
Mr. Dunkel.
Yes, Mayor Crow, members of council, Mr. Smotherson, you're talking about the security lighting at Heman Park is what you're...
The budget item that we have.
Yes, what we're looking at, we have been working with Ameren, and we're looking to expand that, changing out some lighting within Heman Park. This has been brought up for the past couple of years to provide more lighting within the whole park, but in particular, that area as you come off of Midland by the baseball fields and where the band concerts, that area, that when there's concert there at night, it's very dark, people see. So we do want to light up some of those parking lots and drive areas a little more. And we think by working with Ameren, that'll help. Also, it'll put us a control box like we have on the south side athletic fields. We want to put it on those athletic fields so that they will be computerized as well, so that we just have the computer that can come on and off. So if there's a concert in the park, we can set the parameters of that. They stay off during the concert, so it's dark, and when it's finishing, they could pop on. That could also be used, you know, for football, soccer, other baseball as well on those lights.
Yes, sir. And also considering the fact that the park closes at 10:30. So even when there's no event, the lights should be there for our public use, simply because, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, it allows people to utilize those hours in the park and not be sitting in the dark.
If this year we did a few improvements right there at the entrance by the first parking lot by the Jack Buck Field. We added a pole and a light, and we upgraded another light within the park. But this will carry that program forward this next year to do the rest of the upgrades.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. My next question is, and this is just a very quick question. First of all, it's for Chief Hampton. And first of all, I want to say, Chief, it's good to see you. And it's a very quick question in that we're also budgeting for parts and labor for police vehicles. But what I want to understand, we just bought 4 vehicles. With the way that the gas prices are going, is any part of those vehicles and your or a proposed plan to include electric vehicles in that? And or is there any electric vehicle out there that can actually accommodate or be used for police, if that makes any sense to you, sir?
Chief Hampton, for electric vehicles, though, I can tell you that, as you know, our code compliance officers are using electric vehicles. We'll continue to try and expand that throughout the organization when we think that that the performance meets the needs of the department. Chief Hampton.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Honorable Mayor, members of the council. Mr. Smotherson, Councilman Member Smotherson, the current use of the 24/7 use of fleet vehicles kind of inhibits or limits our use of these electric vehicles. We're monitoring other regions, other areas that have explored in that, and they do have downtime with those vehicles. We currently don't have that consideration to have the downtime with those vehicles. We are a 24/7 operating agency. Some of the agencies that are in other regions that have embarked on that, they have the luxury of sheriff's departments covering their sections while they close for the night, or that are not utilizing for those particular purposes overnight. So specifically, yes, we and the 4 vehicles in any mention of the vehicles that we have had prior approval, we have not received all of those vehicles that have come in. We're still dealing with shortages in general. What's being repurposed for our uses are the purpose that we're working with the fleet management. We're working with outside entities to maybe attract more used vehicles to hold us down part-time until these vehicles have come in. I can tell you just recently, the prisoner conveyance van has just recently made it down to the new one, made it to University City. So all of that is still now to be outfitted. And this is, you're talking about a year and a half ago purchase and approval. So that's kind of what we're dealing with that. And we have looked at research studies and documents on the electric cars. And we have a few members that have the electric cars, and they will agree that they need downtime specifically, no matter what purpose or how extensive they may get.
And Chief, the downtime is to recharge the vehicle. So the recharging of the batteries is what you're referencing.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Thank you. And so what that means is that what we're budgeting for is strictly to service the use of the cars that we're using right now, because we're using those 24/7.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you, sir. And again, good seeing you, sir.
Thank you. And I wanted to say thank you for all the support for my training, and I appreciate the getting back home. It's nice seeing familiar faces.
Glad to have you back.
And my last question, and not for the chief, but Mr. Rose, I just wanted to clarify page 13 of this budget report. And I just wanted to make sure that I was clear that we're allocating $200,000 toward debt service for renovation projects You also mentioned that $300,000 is going to be added to that. And I believe that's from the American Rescue Fund. Is that correct?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the allocation is $200,000 from general fund, $300,000 from the capital fund, and $400,000 from the public safety fund. That's a total of $900,000 that will be allocated for debt service for what we think are going to be certificates of participation for the renovation of the annex and Trinity buildings.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that because I missed that. I didn't realize, I didn't catch it when you said capital fund. And then my last question is, so that remains of the American Rescue Fund. We have 3.5 million and you stated that we're using that for salary support. If you could explain that again.
For the ARPA funds, yeah, a great percentage, most of that is being used for salaries and benefits, to cover salaries and benefits that are you know, because we are still, our economy is still recovering. And so it's going towards that. Some of those funds, though, will be used, I'm proposing, for repair of the elevator. Some of the funds I'm proposing to be used that allows us to increase the street maintenance fund, and some allows us to increase the curb, I think it's curb and sidewalk capital project as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Other questions of Mr. Rose? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Rose, just I'll try to be brief. I think we've covered a lot of the issues that I was looking at. I just wanted to thank you for, it looks like the budget, and just looking at dollars allocated, fairly represents the citizen satisfaction survey. That when you're looking at just pure dollars to areas, it looks like the focus is on safety, both fire and police, our street maintenance, as well as code enforcement. Those are areas where we're keeping things moving. The question I was looking at, and I think this is further down the survey, is our parks and recreation. And it looks like, and from, I'm on the Parks Commission, it looks like the focus had been on a long time. The dollars have been allocated towards what I'll call the parks or the hard structures. So, and we're starting to get to a point, and I'm not saying that all the parks are perfect or we don't need to fix some stuff, but we're getting to a point where that focus could shift. And if you look at the expenditures dollar-wise, in the report you had, it looks like parks and recreations is third in line. It's like 13% following after police and fire. So there's a lot of money that's going out there, but it seems like it's going for the hardscape structures. And now, if the focus is shifting towards recreation as opposed to the facilities that we have, after COVID, not after, we're still kind of in it, but after the real hit we took, our recreation department basically faced a lot of layoffs, and the offerings weren't there. And now we're looking at trying to get folks back into the positions, as well as folks back in to use our facilities. So what I'm trying to figure out, and I think those two things might compete against each other, because if you don't have folks in the positions to create the opportunities, people won't come back. But then again, if people don't come back, why are we funding the opportunities? I mean, it's competing interests that may not make sense. And that's why I was glad to hear how you looked at and analyzed the summer camp offering, because you're trying to analyze it towards what's the benefit we're offering and how will we allocate our resources towards that? And could you just explain then what's the trajectory for the recreation component of parks in that regard, so that we kind of know how we're planning this so the residents can feel, you know, you get people knocking on the door saying, hey, I can go over to XYZ place and they're running their gym. What about you?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, I think most of the cities were challenged you know, during COVID. And some decided to take a different approach. You know, they may have not increased in public safety the way that we did our funded public safety in the same manner, or code enforcement. Maybe their focus was on recreation or the infrastructure, but each jurisdiction was affected in some way. What we're doing at this point is we were, as you know, pretty far behind for infrastructure, for the condition of our parks, the infrastructure condition. And so you as a council made that a high priority in improving the standard that we have. We think that we're pretty close now. So now I believe that the shift is going to be towards recreation and what can we do in that area. But understanding that the climate that we were in pre-COVID is very different than the climate that we're in today. And so we'll need to identify what are those programs that people feel comfortable actually participating in, and then bring those programs forward to you. I think we'll need to look at more partnerships as well. I've highlighted what I think we can do with the school district. There may be also partnerships that we can have with other jurisdictions so that we can provide our residents with the programming that they desire, but in a manner that is reasonable. So if you have 10 people that want to take basket weaving and we don't have a basket weaving program, perhaps we can partner with a jurisdiction that does. But if we have a critical mass of people, let's say 50 people want to take basket weaving, then maybe that's something that we would sponsor ourselves. So we'll have to look at each program individually and make an analysis about what we think is the participation level, and then come to you and say we are recommending that we have it, the program, or that we partner with a different jurisdiction, or it's just not one that's feasible.
Ms. Klein.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to follow up on the discussion about the rec department and the summer program. And I just kind of want to clarify, there is some interest in, funding this program. So I understand that, the partnership with the school would mean that we haven't funded things because they're just be using our facilities. But if some, in the course of time through this discussion, if we determine that, that maybe we want some staff to be involved in this, is that something that we could amend before the next summer?
Councilmember Klein, the intention, if the mayor and council agree that it is worth exploring a partnership with the school district, then our intention would be to work with the school district in preparing a program and bring that information back to you for consideration that outlines what the cost to the city would be. And if you agree that it is something that you want to pursue, then keep in mind that's part of why you have the reserves. And so at any point, you can use your reserves to fund a program.
Thank you.
If I could have just a few of my own, a couple things I'd like to say, some comments, some questions. I do hope that all of us are cognizant of the issue in the city manager and direct reports. I think that is a challenge both for the city manager and it's a challenge for those who report to him. So I do hope that as we, as the council, monitor that we look for opportunities if need be to assist in that structure in some way, because that is an awful lot of direct reports for anybody. The fund history was balance was interesting, and I'm glad to see that it is so healthy. I do think it's important that that's a little bit of a double-edged sword, because people say, wow, you've got a healthy fund balance. I believe that most of the citizens are probably paying attention that a good chunk of that fund balance will be used for the renovation of the Trinity and the Annex. So we've got that issue out there paralleling with the debt service plan that you have laid out, which I think is actually a great plan from several buckets of money. I do have one question, though, that we have been written up a couple of times in our audits on the separation of functions in the finance area. So if we're getting a new person in finance, I know they've got a different title, which is financial analyst, or whatever it is, but are we going to be able to address some of the separation of function issues that keep recurring?
Honorable Mayor and Council, I think some of the separations, the challenges that we were had because we weren't fully staffed within the finance department. And so I believe Finance Director Keith Cole, this will be the last position, as I recall, that will be hired. So now we will be fully funded, fully staffed. So we'll have the opportunities to have greater separation of responsibilities.
And the last ones, which I think is kind of, been a little bit on everybody's mind, is I know we've talked about the partnership with the school district possibly for summer camp. My first question would be, have there been any initial conversations yet with the school district?
Mayor, we have not had approached the school district at this point. I wanted to first ensure that you as a council were comfortable in us pursuing it.
And then finally, which I don't think it impacts the budget discussion, I know that, and I'm not sure exactly who is the liaison these days, but can we at some point in time get an update on the CALIP fund and where it is and where it's been and what it's been spent on, or what's, I just think we haven't had one in a while, or if we, or I missed it, but it'd be good at some point in time if a one pager on where we stand on the CALIP fund.
Certainly.
Okay, so everyone's had a bite of the apple. Would who like to start some more questions? I believe Mr. Cusick has got his finger on the button. Mr. Cusick.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, I wanted to follow up with the line of questioning earlier about the splitting the EMS, fire EMS dispatching and outsourcing that. What was the, the process that you went through for deciding to outsource this type of service? I just think that it's a big step to outsource something like this, and we would lose some of that control. And I was just like to know what your thoughts are on that, please.
Having a, Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, having a separate a fire dispatch isn't that unusual. And it sounds good to have a combined dispatch that dispatches both police and fire. But if you think about the pressure that that places on the dispatchers, you'll see that, you know, that's really a tough thing to do when you have a very active fire department and a very active police department, and a real a challenge in making sure that we have all of our dispatchers hired in this environment. I think what led me to make the recommendation was twofold. One is dispatching has had to change, and that is agreed upon by both police chief and the fire chief. So we were going to need to recommend a significant investment in dispatching to change the infrastructure at a minimum. And so as a part of that discussion with Police Chief Hampton and Chief Henson, we began to explore how can we reduce some of those costs and perhaps spread them out over a longer period. How can we improve accuracy within dispatching? Because worst thing to do is, you know, someone's having a heart attack and we dispatch our ambulance to the wrong location. So we wanted to minimize the likeliness of that ever occurring. Chief Hampton and Chief Henson worked on a combined report that was provided to me. That convinced me, that report, as well as those discussions with the chiefs, convinced me that this was the best option to pursue, which was a contract that would allow us simply to pay a dollar amount, and they would provide all of the equipment that's needed for dispatching a fire. So that was really the rationale behind it. And I believe that Chief Henson has indicated as part of his response to one of your questions that he can provide that report. And certainly I'll provide that report to the council as a whole. Chief Henson, did I get all of that right? Chief Hampton? Okay.
Thank you. And then would that report include information such as response times and information like that, the statistical information that our own dispatchers have kept so that our residents are guaranteed that they'll still receive the great service that they've always received from our dispatchers?
I don't want to commit that it includes response times, but it does highlight why it was being recommended to me and why I'm comfortable in recommending it to you. And Chief Hansen has done additional studying of this issue with the company, with the organization that we're proposing. So we can include that dispatch, what we anticipate as far as dispatching times to you, even if we need to amend that that report. But what I can tell you sitting here now is that our dispatching response times will improve. So I just don't know if that information was included in the report that I received.
And then finally, I'm somewhat concerned that we were doing this and outsourcing this, but at the beginning of the presentation, it was not clearly stated that, and that we kind of just learned about this through discussion.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, keep in mind, this is just the budget process. Here is what we would like to do. Your approval of the budget is not approval for us to go out and contract with a different agency. What your approval is saying that you believe that this is an idea that you are willing to fund. If we can persuade you that it's in the best interest of the organization and of the residents. So this just puts the money in place. It does not in any way authorize us to move forward with the contracting.
Thank you very much for that explanation.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just to further clarify, should we get to a point where a contract is to be considered, that is something that would come back to us on the agenda with public notice, and I suspect under the city manager's report as an agenda item.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hills, that's exactly right. This just puts funding in place. It does not give me authorization to contract.
Questions? Hearing none, you have before you resolution 2022-2023 and your operating budget that needs a motion to approve. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Would you like to have further discussion on this resolution? To those who have just joined the regular session, please note that the council had both a presentation by the city manager and a Q&A prior to this session in its study session. Hearing no other further questions, those in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You now have before you bill number 9468. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Hales. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9468, An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 3rd, 2022, and repealing ordinance number 7182.
Thank you very much. Are there any reports from the from council members on any of the commissions they liaise with? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. And I don't have a report, but I'm glad you asked about CALIP. And I know that Mr. Rose will probably take care of the request for the report. And you're absolutely right. There hasn't been, because there hasn't been much activity with CALIP at all. So again, I know that Mr. Rose will take care of that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I don't believe we have anyone else who has signed up for citizen participation. Are there any council comments this evening? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would just like to say to Mr. Rose and his staff, thank you for this once again annual operating budget and how thorough it is and how well researched it is, and that you seem to have all of the information that we need, or I have had, and it seems the other members of the council have had, including the mayor. And just thank you again for doing a thorough job.
Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I kind of wanted to circle back just briefly about what the city manager talked about, exploring a partnership with the school district. I can remember, as far as I can remember, being involved in University City is a ongoing discussion by residents about more collaboration between the city and the school district. So I think that's really this is an area where I think there really is a wonderful opportunity. And I think that was reflected in some of the comments that we received through the citizen satisfaction survey. It was also included in some of the comments that the visioning process got back. And I attended one of the visioning community meetings last Wednesday, where even though it was on sustainability and resilience and more environmental things, collaboration and partnership with the school district came up in those meetings. So I appreciate your vision in exploring new and hopefully much better ways to do things and offer opportunities for kids in our community.
Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just wanted to take the time to thank the UCity in Bloom and the over 150 volunteers that have been working on Ruth Park Woods. It's stunning, and they've done such a beautiful job. And so I just wanted to thank them and invite the community to enjoy this beautiful park and the ongoing project that they're doing there.
Mr. Rose.
Mayor, I just wanted to recognize the department directors and all of the work that has gone into preparing the budget. I'm just the leader of the band. But they are certainly the band, and glad to be able to lead them. I want a special recognition to Keith Cole and his staff. I know Keith gets tired of all my calls, but he continues to answer them, and just wanted to publicly recognize him and thank him. Very much appreciate it.
To all of you, thank you very much for your hard work. The chair would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, litigation involving a public governmental body, and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys and individually identifiable personnel records, performance rates, or records pertaining to employees. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. To the public, thank you very much for joining us this evening. To our colleagues, if we can just go ahead and head downstairs, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.